This is the Rich Eisen Show.
You've made a safe place for the truth to be told.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I think that the Lions got screwed. He's reporting. You can't convince me otherwise. And the fact that the league says, hey, it's on the players, that's the biggest BS in the world, especially when you demote your officials. You know, that's an acknowledgement of doing wrong.
Earlier on the show, Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen, Steelers cornerback Patrick Peterson, still to come, Colts receiver Michael Pittman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
That is correct. Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We have had two great conversations with players in the National Football League. And one thing we do not do here is player hate. We recognize. And we did that actually with Patrick Queen of the Baltimore Ravens and Patrick Peterson of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they're kind of going to be in the same field on Saturday.
Love it.
You know, and we just don't do things. We weave tapestries here, you know, on this program. And my only problem today is I'm having trouble seeing the tapestry. if you're just joining us, I left my glasses at home. I took them from here, and I left them at home.
You sure they're not in the green room?
I've turned it upside down.
But you have a home pair. You have a home pair, you have a work pair.
I know that. Right?
Sometimes
I grabbed the work pair, and I was probably looking at something after the show,
and then
I stuck it in my coat, my vest pocket.
Yeah. How many coffee mugs are behind your desk?
Two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How many fingers am I holding up?
Three, four. Nicely done. Way to keep me on my toes, guys. This is called content on the Roku channel, as well as this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio affiliate.
Oh, we got to give a Sirius New Year's XM shout Odyssey out to Roku Joe and Roku Charlie and all the Roku people, because I haven't said hi to them this year. So happy New Year.
Okay, happy New Year to them.
Yeah, happy New Year.
Okay. Don't forget Roku David.
Roku David.
There's a lot of Roku folks
over there.
Careful.
Yeah.
Don't want to leave anybody out.
I said all the Roku folks.
Michael Pittman Jr. is going to join us.
Shout out to
Last time I saw him, I literally thought he was no longer breathing. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, that was a rough hit.
It was nasty.
And he's back. And by the Indianapolis Colts, I don't believe there's anyone with an injury designation for the weekend. I just saw on the commercial break that they think everyone's going to be up. Zach Moss is going to be up. Kenny Moore's up. They're all up. I mean, it's a playoff game.
Home game. They better win this.
This is it.
Home game. No excuses.
Gardner Minshew starting, and C.J. Stroud coming in. This is it, man. Two rookie head coaches, if you will, coming in. This is fun.
It's very fun.
So we have a top-notch receiver in the league, and certainly from this game coming up on Saturday night.
Rich, a playoff game. The Texans are involved. I'm surprised it's not Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
I know, right? It's Saturday night. Joe and Troy are calling it. You know, last time we saw them, Jimmy went into the Ring of Honor. They're going to be in a building where there's a gym in the Ring of Honor. His name is Harbaugh. Hey. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, boy.
Jim's won three in a row in that building, don't you know? You know, it's kind of crazy. Every now and then it washes over me that Michigan's in the national championship game.
Yeah, so
it just washes over me that Michigan's in the natty.
Nerves check?
Nerves check. I am rock solid, baby.
Okay.
I am still just, I'm just dispensing. Yeah. Somebody tweeted into my timeline in Ohio State, honk. Saying, you know, after the game was over, that if you think Michigan fans are obnoxious now, they will not shut the F up if they win it all.
Yeah, I mean, I would expect that at whoever wins.
I mean, but,
right?
You know, but it, you know what I mean? It's just, I just decided to respond. I'm like, yeah, as if Ohio fans, I first said Ohio fans, which I know is, you know, being obnoxious. Ohio fans never, ever have given any crap in my direction over the last several years, and certainly never about anything,
right?
Let alone everything to do with nothing that has to do with them, including, just as a for instance, the national championship game. Got nothing to do with that. So it just washes over me, and I just feel great. So if you're asking me what my nerves check is going to be.
Daily nerves check.
Daily nerves check will be the exact same. Ask me again Monday.
Are we going?
No.
Are you going?
I don't believe so.
Come on, man.
I'll be here.
All right.
For us.
We could come with you.
But I don't know what you mean by that.
That's the thing. I don't need to go. I need you to go.
Saying we could go with you, do the show. To do the show Monday.
Where? We're not
anywhere. Look, we have one of these things. We can do a show anywhere.
On a computer? What are you talking about? All
of us? Do our show, yeah.
No, that's not it.
Come on.
By the way, Monday is not just any day, pal. Monday is not just any day. It's the day after the NFL regular season. Yeah. The playoff seedings are set. We know who's in, who's out. Coaches are going to begin and lose their gigs. Folks want to talk about it. We've got Overreaction Monday to do for a podcast. There's business to be conducted. Okay. And I just went and had the greatest day of my life with my family at the Rose Bowl. What's going to be better than that?
Them actually winning a national championship.
I get it. And with me
with
being
your
there.
Other family.
Well, but I can be, you know, you guys want to come over to the house and watch the game with me?
Ooh. Sure.
I don't want you.
That's on Monday.
That was me like reaching for the wallet, but I still want you to pay.
That's on Monday, right?
The bill.
Yeah, see. Yeah.
Am I allowed to bet on Washington and still go to your house and watch the game?
Absolutely not.
You know, walking into the stadium, I saw a Maryland Terrapin fan. Wearing a Maryland sweatshirt.
You understand me now when you go to these games? What are you wearing
and
other apparel?
I was with Ryan Hayden, agent to the Stars, who's a Maryland Terrapin.
Was he like giving guy high fives?
He stopped him and they had a quick chat. And I'm like, no, this is absurd. You have no business wearing, like, what are you doing going to a Rose Bowl between Michigan and Alabama saying, I'm a proud turtle?
Why not?
Get out of here. Stay in your shell.
You're representing where you're from.
Get out of here.
Your team. There's nothing wrong with that.
Your team's not in the game.
So what? It's not even.
Your team's not in the game.
So you mean to tell me you can't wear apparel of your favorite team if you go to watch two other team plays?
Yeah.
That's
correct.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
That's ridiculous.
Excuse me. I am Team Brockman on this one.
That is stupid.
1,000,000%.
If you go to watch the Celtics and Clippers play, right, and people show up in Lakers jerseys, what are you doing?
What are you
doing? First of all, as a Clippers fan, and seeing over hundreds of Clippers games, you always see people wearing Lakers jerseys, other teams' jerseys. It's annoying, but I'm like,
it's annoying.
I'm not saying you shouldn't be allowed. There
should be a rule against it.
It's annoying. There's a rule against it.
We're having LD back in February. Make a note. Make a note. This is something we should.
Stadium etiquette.
We should ask Larry David this question.
You guys remember Boogie Night? When
okay,
not at all.
When
where are we going with this?
We could go. Is this another Lank moment? Let him say no.
Luis Guzman told Don Cheadle, "Wear what you dig." That's how I feel about anything. Wear what you dig. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but this is not Buck Swope working in Van Nuys. Come on, dude.
There's no rule book to this.
I couldn't believe it. It's just like, what are you doing?
Now you guys are
Maryland Terrapins. I know you beat Auburn in the whatever bowl, but get out of here.
I'm putting up a poll.
So he should have just wore a plain white tee? Like
just leave your Maryland Terrapin gear at home.
Why?
Because you're not playing in the game.
Yeah.
Neither are you.
Okay.
Wait, but it's,
my team was playing in the game.
Yeah.
I'm dressed head to toe. I honestly looked like I could have gone as Jim Harbaugh to Halloween the way I dressed for this game.
I saw.
Okay. And so.
But the whole stadium was maize on one side and red on the other side.
I know.
Sitting in the Alabama section, didn't wear that red.
I know.
Wear Maryland.
Yeah, you could tell. Like, wait a minute. Is that an Alabama fan? No, you're a Maryland Terrapin fan at the Rose Bowl that you're not playing in.
I disagree wholeheartedly.
I have some self-respect. Anyway, that's how I'm feeling. That's how I'm feeling. Every day, this is the greatest. Every day, like a fine wine, uncorking it.
Like smashing pies.
Every day.
Advertising show. Please call us.
It tastes great. And then Monday, it'll be on. And then my nerves will be up, and we'll see how it goes.
Now, let me ask you this. Let's say you get the call from Tom Brady, Michigan man, and say, Rich, we got the PJ going to the game. Are you really going to say no to that?
Oh, well, Susie will be sitting here on Monday for the Rich Eisen show.
Why would
he call me to say, like,
because you guys are Michigan, man, and apparently you stick together.
Oh, yeah, so he'll reach out to me. Then we have an extra seat. Let's see what Rich is up to. Got it.
Don't make it seem like stranger things have happened. Might not be Tom Brady, might be someone else, but you might get the call.
Let's work up to this. First things first. Where are my glasses?
Twitter poll. People who wear jerseys of a team not playing in the game you're attending, fair or foul?
I mean, as foul as it gets.
Well, you don't like grown-ups wearing jerseys anyway.
Well,
if I'm not mistaken.
I understand that is a stance that I take, that you shouldn't wear a jersey of anybody who's younger than you. Like, I could go to a Jet game wearing Namath, but I shouldn't go to a Jet game wearing Breece Hall.
Yeah, but you know Sauce is your boy.
And I do love Breece Hall. Sauce is, I know, but I mean, I'm a 54-year-old man wearing a 24-year-old man's jersey.
But you're a fan, Rich.
I get it. And I understand that I am in the minority here. And I don't think we're in the minority here. I think we win this poll.
I think we win
going away.
I think so, too.
All right.
Bunch of haters in the crowd.
Let's get to it. Here we go. It is the final regular season week of the National Football League season, and I've got a top five list. Top five most intriguing games of Week 18 hit it.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All righty. Number five on this list is going to be played after one of the games that I'm about to mention. So this is not in chronological order. This is an order of intrigue, and this is what's going to make what we see on Saturday night cash for the winner of this team as to whether the winner of Texans-Colts goes in as the AFC South champ or goes in as a wild card team, or the Jaguars and the Titans could wind up with the Jaguars losing, and they still can make it as the seventh seed. I'm not going to bore you with those details. But the Titans would love to spit their last breath at the Jaguars. And once again, I mean, last year this was Josh Dobbs starting this game last year. Remember? Yeah, and instead, right. You know, it's now Tannehill is going to be out there. We assume could be, I think Levis is still up in the air. This is a game, ankle, as you heard, that the Titans really want to win. Stick the Jaguars with a loss in the same way that the Jaguars stuck the Titans with a loss. If the Jaguars win this game against the Titans, they win the AFC South and host a playoff game. We've heard this story before. Guess who's not walking in that door is Brandon Staley. However, for Jacksonville, it's going to be the Cleveland Browns, but that's for another day. And there's a lot that can happen in this game. If the Jaguars lose this game, this could wind up putting the Steelers into the playoffs. Or if the Jaguars win this game, this could actually make, if the Steelers win on Saturday, the night game in Miami be for Buffalo in or out completely. So there's a lot of intrigue in this game. Number four on this list, this could be for the NFC South because Baker Mayfield will be playing in Carolina. We're assuming he's going to make that start. Falcons at Saints could be for the NFC South. And in the case of the Saints, they could still make the playoffs in four different scenarios into which they win and they wind up being the seventh seed. That isn't the case for the Falcons. They've got to win it and then hope for the Panthers to throw their figurative drinks on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So there's a lot of intrigue in this one. Number three on the list. Always fun when the Bears play the Packers. Now, when the Packers beat the Bears in week number one in Chicago, and Aaron Rodgers was texting Jordan Love, you know, congratulations in advance of his Achilles blowing up. That, hey, thanks for keeping ownership of the Bears under the Packers name. Nobody thought that the Week 18 game would be a win and in scenario for the Packers over a Bears team that would also have clinched the number one overall pick in next year's draft, too, with an opportunity to go to 8-9. For Eberflus. And it's always fascinating when these two teams play each other. And as if this game wasn't intriguing enough, just for its history, as well as what it means for Green Bay win and in. Well, Justin Fields added a little bit of fun to it as well when he had this to say about going into Green Bay.
I don't see it being that much different. I see it, you know, because everybody always, rivalry, whatever, I think it's going to be, you know, the same environment. So I don't see it being too much different. But, I mean, like I said, it's going to be fun. It'll be a fun environment to walk into, you know, their home field. I know their fans are going to be loud because there's not much to do in Green Bay except watch football. But it's going to be a great environment to us for us to play in. And, you know, hopefully we have a great game and get the dub on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
On.
Not much to do in Green Bay except watch football.
Love it.
Oh, baby. Number two on this list, Texans Colts. Winner in. That's it. Winner in potentially is the AFC South champion as well. Yeah. So there's that. Neither team has the opportunity to make it if they lose. By the way, the Jaguars and the Steelers have opportunities to lose and still make it. The loser of this game does not. It is over for the loser. It is still alive for the winner and potentially as the AFC South champion, depending on what happens in Tennessee between the Jaguars and Titans the next day. Number one, we all know what number one on the list is. It is Bills at Dolphins. The Dolphins can do no worse than 6. They can do no better than 2. The Bills can do far worse than the 7th seed. They could be out if they lose this game. Again, if Pittsburgh wins on Saturday and the Texans and Colts do not play to a tie on Saturday night and the Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans in Tennessee, then the Bills need to win this game to make the playoffs. They could be either the 2 seed or out. That's it. If the other scenarios that I've pointed out, the other results happen, they can wind up the 6 seed. They can wind up the 7 seed. If the other results do not happen, they can wind up the 2 seed. But I've never seen in my 20 plus years a situation where a team that is playing so well right now that they are number 3 on power rankings lists, not just here, but all everywhere else around the NFL power rankings community. And I can't believe I'm part of. But they can be either the 2 seed or out. I don't recall a scenario like that, and it could possibly be the case on Sunday night because the other results, Steelers beating a Ravens team that might be resting other than just Lamar Jackson, the Texans and the Colts just need to not tie, and then the Jaguars beat the Titans. That's the scenario under which the Buffalo Bills could be eliminated if they lose this game, or they could have 2 home playoff games and make the Super Bowl. Unbelievable. And obviously the Dolphins, if they wind up the 6th seed, they wind up in Kansas City. Tyreek Hill and Arrowhead, after all, in a playoff win or go home game, not just a game in Frankfurt, Germany. Wild. And then I'll give you one more.
You think we need one more?
Why not?
All right, we'll get one more.
This one may be for the opportunity to be the 2 seed. I doubt it. I don't think your Cowboys are losing in Washington, TJ.
I don't.
Nah. But just seeing the Eagles, if the Eagles lose in New Jersey against the Giants team that would love to go out with a 6th win and stick it to the Eagles and just keep everybody there wondering what. Remember that meme of that woman that got caught on camera saying, "What the hell was that?"
Yeah.
Like that is that woman has been memed all over the place because it is basically the Eagles season in a nutshell since they beat the Bills and got lucky doing so. So it appears. So this is big. I know it's going to be happening at the same time as the Cowboys. If the Washington Commanders spit their last 2023 Ron Rivera breath at the Cowboys, now this could be for the 2 seed. But other than that, we got to see what the Eagles look like because right now it is code red. Right now in Philadelphia. And those are my most intriguing games of the final week of the NFL regular season. Let's take a break. Michael Pittman Jr. taking part in game number 2 of that list. It is a playoff game. Winner in, loser goes home, and the winner could wind up winning the division. That's coming up next. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung. And that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. Okay, back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Michael Pittman Jr. is going to be joining us in a matter of moments on our Zoom from Indianapolis. What a big game, man. Big game. That was loud. When I was there for Colts and Steelers, it was loud, man. It was really loud. And that's a tough environment to play in. That thing that got rolling fast against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
What's the jersey of choice in the stands these days? You know, Colts fans are famous for wearing their big jersey.
I didn't take note of it.
Okay, that's just curious.
I'm sure there's a lot of 28s. I'm sure there's some 11s for sure.
Yep,
there's a lot of 18s.
Probably a lot of 5s still. I mean, franchise quarterback Anthony Richardson, even though he's been out.
Yeah, sure. They love him in that building. Oh, my God, do they love him in that building. They are so excited to get him back.
Yeah, bummer. We kind of missed out on that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Showed some flashes early.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, let me get this right. I guess I should know this before going in. Do you have the Colts schedule? You want to pop them up real quick before you get to Mr. Pittman?
Let's see. What are you looking for?
I just want to make sure here the first time they played each other was
week two.
So Richardson got the dub,
even though
against
he didn't,
him
did he finish that one? Is that one of the ones
that was one of them? I think he did not.
He didn't finish,
right?
Because Minshew had 107.
But this is why, if they win, they're in. That would get him a season sweep. So Richardson is playing a role on Saturday night.
All right,
Richardson was 6 of 10 that game. 56 yards passing,
but he ran
two rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. I remember. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Michael Pittman Jr. about to sit down.
All right.
At the facility. You have better eyes on that than me.
He is literally sitting down right now.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay. How's he look?
Fix it. Well, he just fixed his hair.
Okay.
So that's good.
Well, let me do the same.
We just got two thumbs up.
Let me do the same.
I think he's ready.
Is he ready? He's not ready yet?
Not
checking
yet.
Him in?
Nope, still checking
audio. How's my hair look?
Okay.
Is he wearing glasses? Because I don't have them.
No glasses.
I don't know if you're aware.
You don't have your glasses?
I took them home.
Oh, yeah.
And then I left them there.
Don't have them.
Yet. And I was walking around my house yesterday. I'm like, why is there an extra pair of glasses here? And it didn't dawn on me. That I'm an idiot.
Understood.
Is he ready now?
I think so.
Hey, he's a.
Oh,
there he is.
Hey.
There he is. Michael Pittman Jr. of the Indianapolis Colts. How you doing, Michael?
Good, good. How are you?
Well, you will understand this, being a USC Trojan by way of the Great Oaks Christian facility out there, far from here. Michael, it is 50 degrees and windy here. You have no idea what the heck's going on around here.
Yeah, crazy stuff, man. Crazy time.
Crazy
time. Honestly, I am, you know, around these parts, people wear like the winter hats because it's an accessory. They think they look good in it. It's not. It's currently a necessity for people like me. It's freezing here, man.
Absolutely. My dad is bald, and when it gets cold and like windy, like his head starts to like chap and stuff. You know, like you got to rub some lotion on it.
Okay. I will make a note of that. Very good. I'll make a note of that just in case I'm feeling a little bit of that going on here. And so, and plus, you know, it was almost raining too. People don't know how to drive around here, Michael. What's going on?
Hey, I mean, that happens there, happens here. I mean, it seems like nobody can drive except me.
Well, it's good to see you, man. I'm not gonna lie. Last time I saw you, I was calling the Colts and the Steelers. I was calling that game, and when that ball went in the air, I literally almost cursed into my microphone in front of millions of people because I saw KZ coming. I saw him coming. And have you watched back any film of that moment?
Yeah, well, the good thing about that is I never seen it coming. And I mean, all of a sudden I'm catching the ball and then I woke up and everybody's looking down at me and I'm like, what just happened? But I did get to watch it. It was definitely a experience, but I'm still kind of like recovering from that, even though it happened like 3 weeks ago. Trust me, like I still feel it, but I feel like everything is progressing well, and I was very fortunate to get up with minor ish injuries, and I'm just happy that I'm here today. And that I'm still able to play and come back so soon.
Exactly. When you got up and then you ran off the field, and Kurt Warner and I looking in the booth, we're like, thank God. We literally send that to each other in the commercial break, Michael.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, I was almost like a zombie. Like, I was still trying to gather, like what I was doing. I was more so, like, being led, like, at that point.
Yes.
And even when I got into the like locker room, I was still trying to grasp what just happened. Like I was just in a state of confusion. But it slowly started to come back to me like that night and like the next day. Like as I started to think about it, I started to piece stuff, and then I got to watch it, and then it all kind of came back. You know.
So how difficult is it for you to go across the middle now, like thinking about it? Like, do you think about it, or are you just like, you're a football player, this is what got you to the NFL, this is why you're talented? I mean, walk me through that if you don't mind, Michael.
I mean one positive is I barely remember what happened, right? So that is the sort of thing that makes me is that contested catch. So I don't shy from it, and that's the first time that anything like that has ever happened. Hopefully the last.
Yes.
But you can't play scared, because like if like you play scared, that's like usually when bad stuff happens. So you just got to play fast, and I don't really think about it like too much. So
no, it's good. Well, and again, I'm thrilled that you are here, and I greatly appreciate it, because you've got a huge football game coming up on Saturday night. And part of the reason why you do have a winning in scenario is because your mates took care of business after you left the field that night against the Steelers. And you have been taking care of business more often than not. What's been different this year because of Coach Steichen, Michael?
I would probably say our attention to detail and just the way that we practice. He really demands a level of excellence, and he's very consistent with it, like every day, like it doesn't fade. And sometimes getting late, like in the season, like you can kind of like relax, but he never does. He's the same guy every single day. And I think that rubs off on like other people.
How quickly did you realize that about him? And this
I realized that about him probably the second or third week of training camp. I actually got fined twice for not weighing out of practice, which like in my head is like a small offense, because it's like, hey, we just finished practice. Like we finished like everything that we have to do. Like I'm not late for meetings. I'm showing up for everything like on time, early. And I just forgot to weigh out once. Well, really twice. And man, like them letters came like clockwork. And I was like, he's not messing around. So like it just showed everybody that it doesn't matter who you are, like just like everybody is held to that same standard, which obviously I didn't love getting fined, but I thought it sent a really good message to everybody, like on, you know, like just like everybody else, because like he's willing to find me, so he's definitely willing to find anybody else.
Interesting. So you initially might have taken exception of being made an example of, but understood what he was attempting to do for the larger good, Michael?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's not a small fine, but in the grand scheme of things, for me personally, like, it doesn't really hurt me as much. And I'm fortunate to be in that position, and I don't say that lightly. It's like, hey, like, I got, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, I'm not that way. But I think it sends a good message, because everybody's seeing that, like, it's like, oh, like, he's finding Pitt, so I better be on my P's and Q's, because if he's doing that to Pitt, I mean, he'll get us two for the same thing, right? Versus maybe some past years, you might be able to slide with just not weighing out of practice.
And how was he during the whole business with Jonathan Taylor, Michael, and with you guys? Because obviously, you know, you need 28 out there, and you also know what an individual type of person, human, he is on planet Earth, right? And for that to occur while you were breaking in a rookie quarterback as well, that had to have been something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Shane handled it well. Shane is a player's coach, and even when it started to look a little bleak there, like a little bit, he just maintained it, and I feel like him and JT always maintained a positive relationship. And I really don't know the ins and outs of what went on between them, but just from the outside, I think that he handled it well, and he really fights for his guys. So I think that he probably wanted JT to get paid, because we all wanted him to get paid, because we know what a great player he is, teammate, and everything that he does outside of the football field. So it worked out great, and we're so happy to have him. And we're looking forward to seeing what he does versus Houston, because he has a history. Yes. I actually seen a stat that when JT plays Houston, it usually ends up good for us. So
Michael Pittman Jr., Colts wide receiver, in advance of the win or go home game, potentially win and win the division game, coming up on Saturday night on ABC and ESPN between the Colts and the Texans. And what's your favorite Gardner Minshew story? What do you got for me?
My favorite, there are so many. This is probably one that nobody really knows. So this is in the beginning of like training camp. And like, it's not just one story, just every morning he gets up and he does sun yoga, which like, I'm going out to like catch passes and stuff and like catch jugs. And I would see him and he's like in the sun, hands on his hips, he's doing his yoga, and I'm just like, what is this guy doing? You know, so like, just like it looks kind of weird, like, to like be honest with you. Just seeing that like every single day, like he has his things that he does like every day to like get ready, and I just thought that was interesting. To say the least, is one of my first like encounters with him, like when he came for training camp.
Yeah, but you're from Southern California, Michael. I mean, come on. That can't be like the first person you've ever seen doing sun yoga in your life. Come on now.
Well,
USC? I mean, come on now.
That is a very good point.
Just saying. Well, hold on a minute. Was it in jean shorts? Now, that would be something. Was he in his jean shorts doing it?
No, he's shirtless.
Okay.
And in shorts. Barefoot, too.
Okay.
Too. So, like, if you can picture the mustache, the hair... shirtless, a little bit of chest hair, and like, I'm going to stop going in detail.
No, that's called sun, where sun don't shine yoga. I think that's what you're referring to right there, Michael. Well, again, but what he's been able to do and what you guys have been able to do since Anthony Richardson going out is the reason why, in many ways, along with that defense, man, speed and Franklin and Buck and all those guys that you have, and Kenny Moore. I mean, what are you guys thinking about going into this contest Saturday night? What's your mindset here, sir?
Yeah, I mean, we all know what it means, and we all know like the weight that like this game carries. But we don't want to make it bigger than it already is. So we just want to prepare the same way that we have been. And we don't want to do anything different because we believe that our preparation is good enough. So if we can just stay consistent in everything that we've been doing, I think that gives us the best chance on Saturday night.
Okay. And so what is the biggest challenge you've seen on film so far?
Before? Yeah, I mean, I'd say the biggest challenge is probably their offense. C.J. Stroud is playing lights out, and all their offensive weapons. I mean, like, you just never know. I mean, they can create. They've played like very well. Their defense rushes hard. They got their Jalen Petrie. Like, he comes down and he feels hard, like, in the run game. And then they got two good corners outside. So they run a lot of zone. So just being able to navigate windows and being able to stay ahead of the sticks and take advantage of the man opportunities.
Last one for you. How good can Anthony Richardson be? Give me that one.
I mean, really, for him, the sky is the limit. I mean, he's so hard, to defend. Like, he just presents different, challenges because he can run and he can pass and he can make these throws that I've never seen before. I mean, he's hopping off his back foot and launches it 70 yards. I'm like, did they make this guy, in a lab? Mm-hmm. And he can just create, off-schedule plays. And he's, one of those guys where, hey, you scramble, I'm just running straight deep. I'm just going to turn around and go deep and wave my hands and he's going to run sideways and just launch it. So he's just so hard to defend, especially when we get the RPO game going, because the threat of him running, because you got him, JT, and then the threat of him passing. I mean, it's just going to be so hard to stop.
I've heard he's also mature beyond his years, Michael. That's what I've heard.
Absolutely. I mean, he was one of the youngest players in the draft, I think. So that just says a lot to his character and just the way that he works. And even after we went down, just his dedication to be in our offensive meetings and just be there listening, because he doesn't have to technically be there. I've seen a lot of players who go on IR. And then they don't go to meetings. They just rehab and then they go home. But he shows up and he's there and he's listening, taking notes, and really being that team leader that we need him to be. So I think that speaks volumes to his character and what he will be able to do in the future.
And obviously, him beating with you guys, the Texans in week two, puts you in the position of winning this game and potentially winning the division. And if you win the division, I think you'd be the first Trojan to come up with a title in the home of the Big Ten Championship Stadium, Michael, which is what the future Big Ten USC Trojan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean that sounds like one of those stats is you're the first player to catch a ball on the 20-yard line on a Thursday night.
You can be. That's it. But that's just my way of saying we're freezing. We're freezing in Big Ten country here is basically what I'm saying in Los Angeles. Yeah. So, Michael, thanks for the time. It's great to see you smiling. It's great to see you well, and it's great to see you balling out. And good luck on Saturday night. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Rich. I appreciate
you. You bet. That's Michael Pittman Jr., one of the finest from Oaks Christian out here in Southern California and, of course, USC. That's what I heard about Anthony Richardson, by the way.
Yeah.
When I was with the Colts twice, they are really psyched to have him next year.
Makes sense.
And they feel like this is kind of a redshirt year in a way that Mahomes had. You know, that wasn't their intention, clearly. But he is, as I heard what Pittman said, he's in meetings, he's engaged, he's around, he's locked in the community, he's locked in with the staff, the crew in the Colts facility. They are psyched. Last time C.J. Stroud was in that building is when he spun it at the combine, man, and everybody was saying maybe he's number one overall. You know?
Looks like they were right.
And so he can win a de facto playoff game and division title in the spot where Michigan won the last three Big Ten championships. want to point that out. You're asking me how I'm feeling. I'm not nervous.
We know.
I'm not nervous at all.
We still got 4 days.
Okay. Why do you want me to be so miserable?
I don't understand. I don't.
Why do you root against me?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Well, it seems like
it's kind of fun to root against.
Is it really?
I don't know.
Okay.
He's the bad guy.
He is that.
I'm the bad guy.
I agree. Don't
so
play
that. Say goodnight to the bad guy.
Nice. Wow.
Sorry, I was working on that.
Wow.
Take it easy, okay?
Wow. Did you set up yourself for your own new drop that nobody asked you to create?
I've been waiting for you to say
anything. Is that really what just happened?
They were over there in cahoots, because there's no way that just ran.
By the way, I don't mind having another producer out here on the floor. I don't mind it.
I had no idea that was coming.
I had no idea. Yes.
I'm just checking your nerves, Bubba. That's all.
Hoskins just said... That's very Jair Alexander of him. Wow. He just went rogue. You know? Just went rogue.
They
just,
you're trying to do.
You're just going out for the coin toss on every single one of the drops. That's fine.
Well, Jason,
it's the exact opposite of Del Tufo. He's like doing his banking on his phone.
Mike could play something that had nothing to do with anything.
So, Jade, I'm sorry. I'm confused when I see somebody in that chair be not only engaged but additive.
Anything I can do to help?
It's really
let's FaceTime Mike for the last segment.
Jarring Alexander to me.
Obviously.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Let's take a break and wrap up the show with some phone calls. And then we'll say hello to our little friends. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Number five, we're now at the top five of my power rankings of NFL quarterback birthday parties I'd prefer to attend. Number five is Josh Allen. Let's go hang out with Josh Allen.
Yes.
I don't know what this is photographs from. Is it from a murder mystery party or
that
something
looks like
that?
Like Halloween?
I don't know, but let's go hang out with Josh Allen. All right, number four in the list. Who wouldn't want to go to Tom Brady's birthday party?
That would be number one. Yeah.
No.
Single Tom Brady, bro?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady on a boat.
Yeah.
And it's on his cheat day.
With no kids?
It's one day he's drinking, too.
So we're okay.
Good. All right?
Okay.
Tom Brady's number three. For me.
Number three on this list. Who wouldn't want to go say happy birthday to Joe Burrow?
Oh, yeah.
Smoking cigars. Look at Joe.
Okay.
Come on now. Joe Burrow's throwing her birthday party. I'm going, and everybody on the RSVP list is going, too. Number two quarterback birthday party I would want to attend is Jimmy Garoppolo's birthday party.
Yes.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet.
How is that not number one?
Because you know Tom's going to be there, and you just, I'll stand in the corner and look, and it'll be creepy. I'm not going to lie. It'll be creepy.
There'll be some birds at that.
It'll be creepy.
Oh, my God.
But Jimmy Garoppolo.
You're kind of women at that party.
I wouldn't be able to go to Jimmy Garoppolo's birthday party because Susie would say, I'm going. You're home. Right. Okay?
The pigeons will be clucking.
And then number one, atop my power rankings list of quarterback birthday parties I would like to attend, of an NFL quarterback birthday party, hands down, number one, Gardner Minshew.
Period. End of story. It's not just starting quarterbacks. I said NFL quarterback. Number one, Gardner Minshew.
I wasn't a bad list in retrospect as well.
Pretty funny.
Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Game Time Tickets is a spot where you can get your tickets to every sporting event near you, concert near you, theater event, comedy near you. Go see Sarah Tiana. Where's Sarah going to be?
Oh, Sarah's going to be in Washington, D.C. this weekend.
Excellent.
At Arlington.
Hit Game Time, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Arlington. Very good. And where can I go on Game Time to get a front row seat to watching you parent, single parent this weekend?
What's this? Sure.
What's the view from that seat? You can get it. Get a great deal on that. Last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. Find out what those are when you go right there on Game Time. They're all different ways for you to buy tickets and make it easy to find the tickets for every kind of event in your area. Views from your seats, lowest price guarantee, all in prices show you your total up front so you know you're getting a great deal before you check out. Take the guesswork straight out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code RICH for $20 off your first purchase.
Boom!
Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create an account, redeem the code RICH, $20 off.
Boom!
Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price. Guaranteed.
Boom.
Boom. I knew that would be a great drop.
It's so fast. That's the thing.
He kills me with that every time he does it.
Almost through this show without seeing. Okay. Steve in Florida has been hanging on forever, wants to get something off his chest. Steve, what can I help you with? How can we help at RES Consulting? Steve, how can we help?
Hey, not too much. How you guys been?
Oh, good.
Well, hey, Steve. Hey.
Yeah. My main gripe, I'm a Jazz fan. Duval till I died. Been a fan since inception back in 95. Before my question, shout out to Freddie T being a finalist. He needs to be in the Hall of Fame with Big Bo.
Okay.
But my main gripe is the Pro Bowl selections. I mean, I know you can't snub Josh Allen. He's ranked second in sacks this year. Our long snapper, Ross Assistant,
Oh, he's been hanging on forever.
Fumble and recover his own fumble he forced. But my gripe is for two positions. Evan Ingram, I don't know if you knew Sunday. Evan Ingram is now the eighth player in NFL's history.
Yeah, but Steve, let me jump in here. The other one, Evan Ingram went, you know, and my 12-year-old son would tell you, he had him in fantasy. He went like 12 weeks without scoring a touchdown. And look, and I don't blame you. Josh Allen, I didn't see the Pro Bowl votes, by the way. I didn't see it. Did Josh Allen not make the Pro Bowl? Is that what you're telling me?
Josh Allen? He did.
Okay.
I'll give him that. That's why I said they couldn't snub him for having that many sacks.
Right. So
Josh Allen, the quarterback, didn't make it.
No, that's okay. But the Josh Allen in Jacksonville is outstanding. I mean, top, tippy top notch. And let me just say this to you, Steve. I mean, the Pro Bowl, it is now 100% you know, popularity contest and things of that nature. And you know, and thanks for the call. Even if you don't make it, you're eventually going to get around to it because somebody's going to be like, "Ooh, my arm," or "Oh, my leg," or "Oh, all that sort of stuff."
Yeah, Tyler Huntley made it last year.
You know what I mean? And
all due respect.
And if the subtext is Jacksonville doesn't get any respect, win the game in Tennessee. Win the game against the Cleveland Browns. And then win the next game in Baltimore. Then you'll have a said hello.
You'll have respect then. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And the pushback might be, well, we almost beat the Patriots to go to the Super Bowl with Doug Marrone and Nathaniel Hackett, by the way.
Yeah.
And it didn't really garner them very much off of that. Just win those games. Certainly, if they made it to the divisional round last year, and this is supposed to be the step-up year, and Trevor Lawrence has been, would you say he's been, it's been a reverse? Like, the first half of his season was like the second half of his season last year, and the second half of his season was like the first last year, except he's hurt a lot.
For the first time in his career?
I know.
So. Been a bummer. Thought he'd really take a leap this year, and he hasn't. So.
Okay. Last thing. Mike McCarthy spoke today. I don't know who asked him this question, but it's a question we have asked and answered multiple times. And I just love the way he handled this question about CeeDee Lamb. Hit it.
Speaking of CeeDee, is it safe to assume that you think he's become an elite receiver in this league?
Just scan the camera or what? See if you guys remember the show. I mean, what the hell? Are you serious? I thought one of those cameras would come up and hit me in the face. Yeah. Yes, I'd say CeeDee's an elite receiver. Yes.
Do you want to? We can get a note to him about punked, TJ.
A little bit newer reference. Since,
I mean, it's your show.
Yeah. Candid Camera.
You know, I was a part of it, yes.
I remember Candid Camera too, Coach.
The Dom DeLuise?
No, Alan Funt was his name. When you least expected, you're elected.
What was Dom DeLuise's show?
You're the one who stars. Smile, you're on Candid Camera.
But punk doesn't exist without Candid Camera.
So. Well, right. I guess members of the media would just be like, you know, sometimes you just got to go up there and say, Coach, can you give me a quote for my story on CeeDee Lamb being really good now?
That would have been a better way to do it.
I guess.
You know?
You know, what I find funny is if you guys remember beginning of the season, I did a wide receiver tier ranking on the show.
Okay.
And it was a lot. I remember people on X and Twitter telling me that CeeDee Lamb, who I had at tier two, just... because we're like, he's tier three at best. He's not a tier two. He's not a tier
three. How would you know what they said on Twitter or X?
Because I go to the Rich Eisen show
Twitter. You've been unbanned, right?
Yeah, I got unbanned. But you know what, man?
Did every skinhead on planet Earth.
Yeah, so that doesn't make me feel better about the situation.
Okay.
I never should have been banned to start with. So, but yeah, a lot of people to this day act like CeeDee Lamb isn't the man.
I don't, dude.
That's why you can't read this.
Ask everyone in Detroit. Ask everyone in Philadelphia. He has been an equal opportunity abuser.
You know, ever since you had him in fantasy last year and he dropped the ball one game and you said some disparaging remarks about him, it's like
he
heard it. I
didn't say any disparaging remarks. Said no disparaging remarks. My strike against me.
It was a fantasy thing. I get it.
My strike against me, and I am staying out of this next year. Is I'm sitting next to one 12-year-old Cooper Evan Eisen, and he's on his fantasy clock, and there's Garrett Wilson, and there's CeeDee Lamb, and I'm like, oh, Aaron Rodgers is going to throw a million times to Garrett Wilson. You should get him. And I was right. Had the Achilles held up, he'd have thrown a million times to Garrett Wilson, who, by the way, had a 1,000-yard receiving season this year.
So basically,
that's how good he is. Could you imagine if he had Rodgers for 17 games?
So basically, you cost Coop a championship, is what you're saying.
Yes, I mean, I did.
Essentially.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yes, I did. So call me the idiot, Chris.
You're an idiot.
Thank you.